This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Let me say these words to you before we even begin. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let me hear you shout yes. Are you ready to receive God's word? We are looking in Scripture and going through Psalm 103, verse by verse by verse by verse, and today we land at verse 11. And this sums up everything about my life, everything about my life's work. It sums up what God Almighty told me to do so many years ago. And it is magnificent. Listen to this. The psalmist says this to you today. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. I'm going to get you to repeat that. You may be following from another scripture, from another Bible, from a different version, but I want you to say these words with me. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. You know, I have tried and tried and tried to work out how much God loves you and how much God loves me. It's impossible. It is not possible to be able to understand exactly how much he loves you. And when the psalmist wrote that, I say this, that the psalmist was feeling exactly the same. How can I explain to people who are going to watch this and to read this particular section of scripture? How can I begin to explain how much God loves you? How can I do it? Okay, I know. First of all, I'll use this word. Unfailing love. Say that with me. Unfailing love. That is such an awesome word. Unfailing love. That means God's love cannot fail. The Greeks, they had it right when they came up with three different words for the word love. They came up with philia. They came up with eros. They came up with agape. To try and show the different types of love, filio is the love between a brother and a sister, a family member. Eros is a love between a husband and wife, that romantic, being in love, love. That is eros. And then the Greeks came up with the word agape, which means unfailing love, which means unconditional love. There is no condition attached to the love that one has, that God has for us. And now we must learn that agape love. We must learn what it means to have unconditional love towards somebody. It is so important. I was at a church one time, some years ago, and actually, it was right at that time when I needed to bring this word so desperately. I said to the congregation gathered, if you are with your husband and wife, I want you to be together right now. So some of the people got up and moved about because their wives and husbands weren't sitting together. Maybe because they were working, maybe because they were busy. Well, for whatever the reason. Anyway, a few people got up and moved and sat down beside their wife. And I said, right, husbands, I want you to look at your wife, and I want you to say these words, I love you. So they all laughed and they said, I love you, I love you, I love you, all around the room. And then I said to the wives, I want you to say the same. Say, I love you to your husband. And that happened. And then I said this. What would happen if you said to the one that you love, the Eros love, the being in love with your partner, what would happen if you said, darling, I love you, and your partner turned to you and said, well, I'm sorry, I am no longer in love with you. I no longer Eros you. I no longer love you in that way. What would happen? Would you continue to love your husband, your wife, unconditionally? Would you continue to love them? Or would your love begin to fade because it wasn't reciprocated? And I asked this important question, and so many people had to admit that their love would die if it wasn't reciprocated. You see, it wasn't unconditional. But God's love for us, beloved, is unconditional. Our love for each other can be unconditional if we allow God to intercede, if we allow God to breathe love and fire into our hearts so that we can pass out that love. Jesus said these words in John, the 15th chapter. He said, love one another. And then he said this, as I have loved you. And we know that Jesus loves us with an unconditional love. So now we are commanded by Almighty God. We are commanded by Jesus Christ of Nazareth to love unconditionally, without condition. We are commanded not to expect that love to be returned. And sometimes that love is an easy love, and sometimes that love is a very, very, very difficult love. Sometimes it's so difficult to love someone who is annoying you constantly, who quite frankly you don't even like, but you are called to love them. You are called to love them as Jesus loved you. I am called to love you as Jesus loved me and loves me. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him. That word fear simply means to be in awe of, to be stunned by, if you will. To be captivated by. It doesn't mean to be scared of. It means to look upon Jesus and say, oh my goodness, I've never seen or felt anything as beautiful as this. But it is only through his Holy Spirit are we able to do this. It is only through God's Holy Spirit that we are able to say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I give my life to you. Jesus, I bow before you and I magnify your name and I worship you. It is only through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you do in our lives. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is, watch this, as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. How high is the heavens above the earth? Where is heaven? When you're sitting on the earth, when you're standing here on earth, and you look heavenward, and you look up, where is heaven? Whereabouts is it? Is it past Mars? Is it past Pluto? Where is it? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how high heaven is from the earth, but God does. The psalmist hasn't got a clue how high heaven is. No idea at all. David had no clue when he wrote this psalm. But he was pouring out his love, and he was pouring out his love into you so that you could read this and know that he was in the same predicament we are, and that is we have no idea. We have no clue. And therefore, because we have no idea, it shows the magnitude, it shows the whole depth of God's love for us. How often have you felt this? How often have you sat lonely in your bedroom and thought to yourself, I'm unloved, I'm alone, no one cares about me, no one loves me? I know you have. I absolutely know that you have. As I'm bringing you this word, I know that I know that I know that that has happened to you. I'm here to tell you that I promise you, I am making you a faithful promise today, and I'm saying to you, I am telling you that God loves you with an unfailing love. And there is no way for us to quantify how much He loves you. There is no way, but He does. You know, one way I often think, when I think, Lord God, how much do you love me? Heavenly Father, show me how much you love me. I need to know. I need to feel it. I need to know, Lord. I get a picture like I am now. I get a picture right now of Jesus on the cross with his arms outstretched and him saying, it is finished. The battle is finished. Now that I have died, now that it is over, now it is finished. The war is over. Sometimes we go through different battles, but Jesus is saying, the war is over. And because of what I did on the cross at Calvary, we have won. We have achieved that which we needed to achieve. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have achieved by that sacrifice on the cross exactly what they needed to achieve. The war is over. There is no war. There's just the battles. And Satan knows that he has been defeated because of the cross. He knows he is finished. He knows what is going to happen to him. He knows his future. My question to you is, do you know your future? Let me hear you say yes. Because of Jesus, because of God, and because of the Holy Spirit, you now know your future. And because of the three in one, because of the Trinity, you know that God's love for you is unfailing. It will never fail. It will never stop. It will continue, world without end. Amen and amen. It will never, ever cease, beloved. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. And I give him the honor, and I give him the glory, and I give him the power that is due his holy name. You know, I would love to go on to verse 12. I would absolutely love to go on to verse 12, but I'm not going to do that, because I am going to wait for tomorrow's broadcast. I want you now to spend this time that we have in just reflecting, in just sensing, in just feeling his love. Know this, that he will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. Jesus says that in Matthew, the 28th chapter and verse 18, he says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Because he is our Father, and we love him, we love him, we love him. And all we need to say is thank you, Jesus. All we need to say is thank you, Lord. And all we need to do is to keep a short account and say, Lord, I have sinned. I am so sorry that I have sinned. And I ask you now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, that you would take away my sin. Take it away, Lord, for I don't want to see it any longer. I place it at the foot of your cross, and I say, Yeshua, I adore you. Lord God Almighty, I love you. That is all we need to do. To be healed, to be rid of our sin, to be healed spiritually inside, that is all we need to do, is to say, I am sorry for what I've done, Lord. Please forgive me now in the name of Jesus. And that sin is gone. Gone. It is no longer. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. Know this. That his love is unfailing. Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for your promise of your love. Thank you for your love pouring down. Thank you, Jesus, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have done for me in my life. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in the future. And I thank you, Lord, that by your Son's pierced hands and his pierced side and his pierced feet, I am forgiven and I am restored. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.